Good morning. The gospel this morning is the version from John, almost identical, in fact, really, to what we heard from Mark last week, which is good. It means I don't have to spend a lot of time on it. I can instead concentrate on the first reading. And that's true of Advent generally. The Isaiah reading, and the first reading all during Advent is almost always from Isaiah, drives the whole reading program. Usually it's the gospel, and the first readings are chosen to match the gospel. During Advent, we have readings from Isaiah, and gospels are fitted around them. This morning's reading is another one of those particularly important passages in Isaiah. It's the beginning of chapter 61. It's the beginning of the third book, which carries on essentially the same theme as we heard at the beginning of the second book in chapter 40 last week, the theme of restoration, the theme of consolation, the theme of rebuilding, the theme of promise. It's interesting, especially, I think, that this text is the one that Jesus chose as the jumping-off point for his inaugural address. It's the very first sermon he gave, Luke chapter 4. He goes to Nazareth, and he goes to the synagogue, as is his custom on the Sabbath, and they give him the scroll of Isaiah to do the Haftarah reading, the reading that follows the Torah reading. And he turns to this passage, which is chapter 61. Now that's remarkable in itself. He's reading from a scroll. You know? Scroll's different from a book. This is the book of Isaiah, book of John here. It's got 21 chapters. If you tell me, Dick, I want chapter 20, I go like that, and there's chapter 20. You want chapter 12, I got chapter 12. You want chapter 8, I got chapter 8. In a scroll, it's different. You got to unroll with one hand, roll up with the other at the same time. In any effect, you're turning the page, quote unquote, very slowly while you roll and re-roll that scroll. And this is chapter 61, very close to the end of a 66-chapter book. He's rolling and rolling and rolling. Finally, people are thinking, why didn't he just read something? Because he doesn't want to read something. He wants to read this passage. This is the one he's identified as the text for his inaugural address. Isaiah 61, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. For the Lord has anointed me to announce glad tidings to the poor, sight to the blind, liberty to captives, release to prisoners, a year of favor from the Lord. And he rolls it up, hands it back to the attendant, and says, this passage is this day fulfilled in your hearing. And then he goes on to preach his inaugural sermon. Inaugural addresses are important. If you notice how much hoopla there is already about the inauguration, it's already still a month away. I've been thinking about renting out the rectory. Places farther and farther from Washington are being rented out for enormous sums for the inauguration. I'll go sleep in the park for the weekend. Give me $1,000 a night for my bed and you can have it. Well, a part of that, of course, is because Mr. Obama will be the first African-American installed as President of the United States, and that's worth a little extra celebration. But a part of it is just the inauguration itself, you know, even second inaugurations. Lincoln's second inaugural address is probably more famous than anything he ever wrote, except for the Gettysburg Address itself. Those of us who are of a certain age remember Kennedy's inaugural address, to set the tone for our whole generation. And an inaugural address is different. A State of the Union or State of the State or State of the City address is important. It lays out the leader's legislative program for the year. This is what I want to get passed and this is why. I watch it, listen to it every year, whether I agree with the president or not, whether I voted for that president or not, because it tells me a lot what's going to happen the next year. But an inaugural address is a whole order of magnitude bigger than that. It's not my legislative program for the year. It's my vision for our country. It's the way I see my job. It's the opportunity that I see presented to our generation of Americans and the way I think we should respond to it. Lays out the vision, not only of the leader, but of the leader for the country. It's going to be worth hearing. Jesus' inaugural address was worth hearing. He's laying out his program. He's identifying himself. This is who I am. This is how I define my job. This is what I see as my vision. This is what I want you to join me in. I am anointed. I am the Messiah. Anointed, the anointed one. John said, I am not the Messiah. Jesus said, I am anointed with the Spirit. I am the Messiah. But what kind of Messiah? The Messiah of Isaiah 61. The one who has been anointed with the Spirit. To announce glad tidings to the poor. Sight to the blind. Liberty to captives. A year of favor from the Lord. This is who I am. This is what I do. This is the way I define our world. Come join me in making it that way. That's what Jesus is saying when he quotes this passage from Isaiah. So go back and read it. Reread it. Read it again. Steep yourself in it. You ever make Sauerbraten, real German Sauerbraten? You let the meat sour for 4 days. You let it marinate in the sauce before you even think about cooking it. Marinate yourself in Isaiah 61. Sit with it so long you begin to soak up its juices. And then you understand what Jesus' inaugural address is about. Glad tidings to the poor.